Open the door and step inside to a world of practical magic, where we blend the mystical and mundane worlds of the everyday witch. Presented by Wise Woman Witchery and hosted by Emily Morrison and Veronica Wade Lewis. Welcome to the Witch Next Door. I'm Emily. I'm also known as Total Goofball.
I'm Veronica.
Mostly. And we are mostly. Did you say mostly?
I did say mostly.
You're like kind of Veronica.
I have so many different parts of myself.
And they're all here? Are they all here? And just like a little bit.
Some of them.
What part of you is showing up today, Veronica?
Yeah, the part that my mind. I'm very active in my brain right now. So
are you?
Yeah. I'm really
like overthinking or like squirrel brain?
Yeah. Squirrel, both those things. Oh, overthinking, okay. And popping all around.
All right. Okay. So maybe we should like take a deep breath. Everybody at home, take a deep breath. And then sigh it out.
Oh, lovely.
Why is breathing so good?
Yeah.
So good.
Changes.
It's like the easiest freaking thing in the world.
And we forget.
Totally forget. Because we're in our brains.
Yep.
Brain. Okay. I digress. Welcome to the Witch Next Door. We are going to be talking this week about the next zodiac sign that everything has just shifted into.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we're now in Pisces.
Oh, I love that.
We began on February 19th and it runs through March 20th.
Wow. Right up.
Right up.
Right there.
Right up to the equinox.
To the equinox. We got spring calling, knocking at the back door.
Not the front door. Spring's coming in the back.
Yeah, in the back.
Gonna surprise you.
It's just very quiet, sneaking in.
Totally. That's, well, it kind of feels like that outside. It's this beautiful day here today.
It's crazy today.
It's like so intense. All I want to do is be sitting in the sun in this moment.
I was at a regional park this morning and it was 71 degrees at like 10:30 in the morning.
No, it's
for real.
62 here right now.
Sonoma Valley. It was,
really?
It was 71 degrees. It's crazy.
Well, you're like wearing a sweater.
I know, it's cold in my house.
Oh yeah, it's cold in my house too. I think that's my problem. Just before I got on today, I was out sitting in the sun out in the backyard and I was like, I could just sit here forever. So nice to feel warm for a minute.
So this is what I forget, because my husband actually was born on the 18th. So he is Pisces. And I always forget that he was born in the winter.
He was born on the 18th of March?
Of March, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did I say February?
No, in my mind, though, you said February.
Weird. I was like, no, that's weird.
You were transmitting. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know why I went there. But yes, okay.
Yeah, so like I always think of, like, that feels spring to me. By the time it gets to the end of Pisces, it's like, it feels spring. At least here, I should say, in Northern California.
Yes. Well, that's it. Here where we live, it does start to feel like spring. Most of our frosts have ended. Once in a while, we'll have a couple more, you know, but our rains have usually started to chill a bit. And it's definitely getting to planting season. Mm-hmm. Like I always feel somewhere around the equinox is when I usually actually start putting stuff in the ground.
Crazy.
I know. But I know that's not true everywhere. That's
no way. You
know, not even close, right? What is also interesting just to note is in that shift into spring is that Pisces is an ending, right? It actually occupies the 12th house in the natural order of the houses. And so it circles back to one after that, which is a beginning, which is spring. Just like, whoa, mind blown, right? I don't know why that felt like.
It feels right, though. I mean, that feels right.
It feels totally right. It feels totally right. Pisces is a mutable water sign. So, you know, when we look at Pisces, we usually see those two fish that are like chilling together. And when I learned astrology, I was the image that always comes to me from my teachings, my learnings, my studenting. I don't know. Anyway, from the way I learned astrology.
All those things.
is that Pisces is that coming together of like a school of fish. You know, when you watch a school of fish and they're like swimming together and it's like they're really together. There's mm-hmm. a merging happening. That's what the energy of Pisces always sticks out to me as. Now there's other pieces of that, but that's sort of what the main image that's burned into my brain.
That feels really right. It yeah. definitely feel like because it's like this water, mm-hmm. this, you know, this movement and flow. It just it does feel calming. Like as you're like you're talking about school of fish, and I'm like I'm swaying back and forth, and it looks like you are too.
I am.
Like whoosh and whoosh. It's like going with the flow, but it's also like it's interesting because that feels like also in community, like working yes. together.
Yes, working together. Being a part yeah. of, instead of like just yeah. on your own. You're not like a solo fish. Mm-hmm. You're like a fish in a community of fish, a school of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So when we think about Pisces, some of the keywords that tend to pop up are dreamer, changeable, compassionate, artistic, adaptable, spiritual. Some articles that I've read about Pisces talk about people who have a lot of Pisces energy in their charts, tend to be psychic on some level, you know, which, you know, ties into that whole water element, that energy of what lies below.
Yes. I love that. Yeah. It's like, something that's deeper. It's not like the surface, like you think of, I mean, the waters have like so many levels, like as you the surface and then lower and then darker and colder. And yeah, that's interesting. I look at like the personality of the Pisces that I live with. And definitely I see the changeable mm-hmm. and adaptable as well, both those things. And yeah, I think yeah. it's really necessary for our water people, because they have so many feelings.
They do have a lot of feelings.
They have so many feelings, and it can just like overwhelm them, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I wonder if when you have a lot of feelings in a group where everybody's having a lot of feelings, it gets easier to manage them if they're all the same feeling. I mean, this is just hypothetical, of course. I just had a ponder. Sorry. Coming back to talking about Pisces. I just got some Piscean energy in my brain and began to drift amongst the school. So when we think about the 12th house, let's circle back. This is really the house of the hidden karma. You can think about it with artistry, the self-undoing. You know, so like I was talking about that beginning, when we go into the first house, mm-hmm. it's very much focused on like self, right? But as we continue our journey through the houses, when we get to the 12th house, there's this more sense of being a part of, it's more expansive. That would be the word I would use. So when you think about undoing, it's like really like letting go of ego, merging, that type of vibe. Yes.
That kind of goes with like the idea of like being a part of the whole, you know, and I think about the ocean and like the whole ocean, you know, you have this like microcosm of that is like a school of fish, but then you have this whole expansive wide ocean.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And Pisces is ruled by Neptune. Do you know anything about Neptune?
No, I mean, Neptune water. I'm like, Neptune water. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even make that association.
You didn't. You're just thinking the actual planet. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, the planet. Just
that's like the planet Neptune. I wasn't like, dude with the trident, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Neptune. Yeah. But it makes sense because Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Shut up, Emily.
Yeah, it all lines up.
Yeah. Good Lord. But the vibrations and energies of Neptune are really about transcendence, merging, oneness. Mm. Are we catching a theme here?
Oh, it is a real big theme.
Right? Idealism, collective consciousness, universal mm-hmm. truths. So,
wow.
Like the Pisces vibe feels really like vast and like being a part of that, almost like, ooh, this kind of freaks me out, but I'm just going to say it. So I'm pretty attached to my ego. And my mom always talks to me about how, like, you know, well, probably when we die, we just go out into the universe and we become one with everything. And I'm like, oh, ugh, hell no, not
no
me.
Thanks.
Not
yeah,
me.
Exactly. No thanks. I need something tangible to right. hold on to here.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm going to be me still, right? This is probably my work in this life. If we have multiple lives and like all of that, this is my work in this life, is somehow letting go of my ego. But that's what Pisces energy feels like to me, is more of that expansive, like, the joining versus the individual, community mm-hmm. versus individual, right?
Yeah.
So that's my interpretation. Now, other people might have a different interpretation. Again, everything Veronica and I bring to you is coming through our lenses. So please don't ever take anything and be like, they said it and it's fact. And here's how I'm, you know, proving that they're wrong. You're wrong. Go for it. Yeah. Like, I'm not that attached to my ego. So.
And I think that we've made this distinction in our last couple, you know, horoscope episodes, that, like, you know, like, horoscope, if you're a Pisces
zodiac
sign.
Episodes.
Oh, thank you. So yeah, I'm all thinking about horoscopes so bad. So specifically, like, okay, maybe this is your sun sign, but like there's different influences depending on where the Pisces is in
yes.
your chart.
Layers and layers.
Yeah. So like my husband is a sun, his sun is in Pisces. But like his moon is in Cancer, and you know, so
oh, more water.
I know, he's just the pool. He's
poor
just like
Christopher.
Pool.
Oh my goodness. What's his rising sign? Do you know?
I'm trying to remember. I feel like, oh my gosh, heaven forbid it be another water sign. I feel like it might be another water sign. It may
Is
be
he
double
Scorpio?
Pisces.
Oh.
It might be double Pisces.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to look this up now. It's going to kill me.
Wow, I think I want to look
water.
At his chart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a lot of water. But I just wanted to just bring that up, that like depends on where it's sitting is
Oh,
how the
totally.
influences sit. And I know, Emily, you know a lot more about charts than I do. But like if Pisces is in this house or if Pisces is this, you know, like it's going to influence, you know, you're going to have different influences, you know.
Totally. I mean, you could look at your chart and not have any planets in your 12th house, and still that Piscean energy is going to influence mm-hmm. even if, like, let's say you have Sagittarius in your 12th house at the time you were born, that Piscean energy is going to blend with that Sagittarian energy to create a story about your empty 12th mm-hmm. house, right? So it's just... it's so multifaceted and so deep. And again, although I understand astrology, my understanding is very, like, I don't know, I wouldn't say preschool level. I would say, like, you know, maybe middle school. But I definitely don't have a PhD by any means.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hanging out at slumber parties doing charts. That's about my vibe.
Yeah, totally.
That's about where I land with all of this. But it's fun and it's intriguing. And if I get all my notes out, I can do a pretty good chart reading.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of cool to like just learn another part about yourself. It's like, oh, well, like maybe that's like, this is a part of how I just like manifested onto this planet. Like acceptance, I guess, this is where I'm going. Mm-hmm. Acceptance of mm-hmm. yourself on different levels.
Well, and if you want to take just the energy of this time of year, so, mm-hmm. you know, we're in Pisces season. So how is this energy showing up for you right now? Like nice. Where is the collective energy and the being a part of something showing mm-hmm. up for you? Where is your artistry? Where is your dreaming? You know, as we move towards sloughing off winter, like for reals, You know, how are your dreams shaping? And are they moving towards shaping into being, or are they moving towards being left in dreamland? Like, these are the things that I would be thinking about in terms of just yourself and your own development, but also your witchery. Because that's really ultimately what we're doing here, right? That's our intention of sharing all of this with you, is if you can understand the energies that are at play around you, how are you pulling those into the work that you're doing in your practice and in your own personal development?
Wow, I love that.
Now I'm exhausted.
I love that. Yeah, because I mean, we look at this as like not just like influences on your personal sign or not, but also, yeah, this time of year, like as it is, like the winter is, you know, dying back and the spring is coming forward and the seeds are, and there's this warming up. It's like, and I feel like we've been talking about this energy, it feels so expansive and it feels so, I don't know, I'm just like going into the deepest dark of the ocean, is like the Piscean energy, like in the end of winter here. May also, I don't know, it's a guess, it's a thought, and may also make it hard to like, it's that part of you that's like, I'm not quite ready to start speeding up. Like, I'm not ready to like, you know, stop building that fire or to stop taking naps in the afternoon or whatever it is. It's like, or making my stews, like not quite there yet. Like,
right.
I'm still ready to be in this kind of deep, vast place.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I love how you just took that idea, and this is what I'm talking about, and looked at, you know, how that might show up for you or somebody else right now in this moment.
Yeah.
Great example, Veronica.
Thank you, Emily. You're a great teacher.
Oh boy. Well, thanks. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
I tend to be, when someone says like, oh, I'm a Pisces, I'm like, oh, I love you already.
So funny. I used to date a Pisces for like 3 years, and he was really sensitive.
Yeah, the sensitivity, because I really equate to that, because I'm such an emotional person and I like really rely on my emotions to like inform me. That like, I'm like, ooh, a fellow sensitive human being.
Yeah. Well, and artistic. And Christopher's artistic. He's, he makes some beautiful things.
He makes beautiful things. He plays the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know he played the guitar. What?
Oh, that's how I, when I met him, he was like in a band.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I knew he was in a band, but I did. I guess I didn't. Yeah. I was thinking you were in high school. Was it like a real band, or was it like a, oh my God, my boyfriend's in a band? But like, they sucked. I mean, I don't know.
He's really good at the guitar.
Oh, okay. Is he still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's a skill that has not gone away.
Does
he
play guitar like regularly?
Sometimes, not as much now. He'll just pick it up, but it now is like ukulele and other things. He'll just like pick up other stringed instruments. Seriously, it's incredible. I can't do that.
I can't either. I tried to learn the guitar.
I don't have the discipline. Me
I
too.
I don't have the patience. I was like, I don't have the discipline. I'm going to learn the guitar. Yeah. I'm going to be awesome at this. And then I like did like 3 lessons and I'm like, F this. I'm out. Same. You know, like I got other stuff I feel like doing, and this is way too hard.
Exactly. Like,
I am not taking enough pleasure in this to make it be a thing.
Seriously, I don't know. I had some dream that I would just pick it up and be one of those aficionados that just like started picking, and like all of a sudden it was magic that came out. And I realized that like, oh, that was not me. You have to put hours and hours into actually practicing. Like, I guess I'm not doing that.
Yeah. It's a lot. Well, good for him.
Yeah. Pisces. Those Pisceans.
Well,
yeah.
That's all.
Thanks
I got
for sharing about
list.
That. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. Thanks for finding out more about the Piscean energy that's floating about. And you know, as with all of our podcasts, if you have two cents you'd like to throw into the pot, feel free to send us an email at wisewomanwitchery@sonic.net, because we would love to hear from you, as always.
Yeah, I would love to like compile like a whole bunch of like, hey, I have this to share with you kind of emails, and like do a podcast on that. Like,
that'd be great. Yeah. Tell us what you want to share
info
with us.
Info sessions.
So I guess tell us what questions you have that we could answer, and tell us if there's anything you'd like to share. That's a good plug.
Yeah.
Good. Love that Go stuff. Team. Go team. Well, also, if you would like to support us here at The Witch Next Door, the best way you can actually do that is by liking, subscribing, leaving us reviews, following us, whatever it is that happens on the platform you listen to us on. I know they're all a little bit different. They have a little something else going on. But the more people who do that, the easier it is for other people to find us. And we just really appreciate that. And we always appreciate feedback and questions as well. So bring it, community.
Yeah, enjoy this. Enjoy this time, this Piscean time.
Before we launch into spring. Enjoy these remnants of winter, because we won't be here again for another year.
Not ready. Okay.
Veronica is wearing the most bitchin' fuchsia sweater right now.
Thank you.
Beautiful cowl neck. And I'm like, yeah, if I was wearing that sweater, I would not be ready either.
Yeah, I'm totally. Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. Beautiful. Okay. All right. Oh, one last thing before we say goodbye. As winter is sloughing away and drifting, and the sun is coming out, and you're starting to think, man, I'd like to do some camping. We want you to come camp with us.
So, oh, we're camping.
We're camping. So hop on over to wisewomanwitchery.com and click on retreats. And you can learn all about our retreat that we are hosting this summer here in Sonoma County, also known as Wine Country, for those of you who are into grapes. but we will be hanging out under the oak trees and the bay trees and making some magic together for a few days. And we would love to have you be a part of that. So go check out the details. If you have questions, don't be afraid to ask.
It's going to be fun.
Super fun. So until next time, my friends.
Keep it magical.
Thank you for joining us on The Witch Next Door. Join us next week as we explore more ways to make every day more magical. Can't wait? Visit wisewomanwitchery.com or follow Wise Woman Witchery on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date on all current offerings and be a part of the tribe. All episodes are created by Emily Morrison and Veronica Wade Lewis. Music written and performed by Jean Cornelius.